From the News Center, a news focus.
Camp Victory near Millville has been serving kids with special needs since 1994. But last year, COVID changed all that. Director Jamie Huntley said they saw the plans dissolving after preparation had begun for the summer season.
It was just a really, really difficult and sad decision to make because we know how much Camp Victory means.
Since many of the campers are already immunosuppressed, canceling in-person activity was the only option, but they still maintained a presence.
We did not have any activities at all. We did not have any on-site fundraisers. We did come up with a few ways to do things virtually. We had what we called our voucher golf tournament up at Eagles Mere. We had a 5K run that was virtual. We had a cookie sale.
And while hopes were initially high for camping this year, that soon proved to be impossible. But as has been the case for many organizations, bad times forced innovations.
So again, this year, we're working with Bloomsburg University students in the Child Life program. They're going to be doing some short videos for us again, and we're actually working with two groups from Penn College, the occupational therapy assistant group and the physical therapy assistant group, and they are also going to be doing video activities for us to post online.
There's another upgrade of sorts from last year.
We are allowing some volunteers. Camp Victory relies so heavily on volunteers, volunteer counselors, and volunteer people who come and do the upkeep at Camp Victory, do the painting and the cleanup and the mulching and et cetera. And so we didn't even have any of that last year. But now this year, we have started to allow some of our volunteer groups to come back.
PPE loans have also helped to keep Camp Victory running in Columbia County, according to Huntley.
We're definitely still very alive and very much doing things for our campers as much as we can.
You can learn more at campvictory.org. With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.